Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we've had a very, very good week with nice and warm temperatures, warmer than normal. Keeps the furnace off, keeps the money in our pocket, and that's a real good thing. Now, if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll get you set up. We'll work together to have a great gardening season. We're putting it to bed right now, and there's a lot of things that need to be done. So if you have questions on new plantings that went in this fall, if you have questions on your lawn, your garden, your tools, or we're getting into the holiday season, Thanksgiving next week, if you have questions on how to select the perfect mums to give as a present and how to take care of them, or to choose the right cut flowers for the dinner table, that number, 800-259-9231. Today we'll try and help you with the poinsettia, those of you that kept them over from last year, to make sure that they're going to be have some good color for you, the Christmas cactus, the cyclamen, and a whole bunch of different flowers that are going to be available at your local nursery and garden center at this time of the year for the holidays. So you give us a call, 800-259-9231, and we'll work together. I think probably the most, purchase plant for Thanksgiving is chrysanthemums. Same family as the mums that we have in our garden that bloom during September and October, and maybe some of you still have a little bit of color left on some of the later varieties, but the ones that are grown indoors are very unique. These are mums that are basically grown with lighting and with black cloths. They can make a chrysanthemum bloom for any time of the year. If it's during the summer, the days are long, and chrysanthemums want short days to make the flowers. And through testing, they know that the length of every single color and variety of chrysanthemums, how many hours of short days it will take for that plant to make flower buds. If it's the summer and the days are long, they will pull black cloth right over the benches to create an artificial nighttime appearance. During the winter, the days are already short, so what they have to do is turn on some lights in the greenhouse to fool the chrysanthemums into thinking that the days are long and it's too early to flower. Otherwise, what would happen is they would take a little cutting, about 2 inches in length, root it, pot it, stick it in the greenhouse, and because the days are already short, instead of making foliage and getting taller and bigger, it's a chemical change in the plant due to the length of the day, tells the plants, oh, the days are short, it's time to flower. So instead of having a nice chrysanthemum that's 12 to 15 inches tall, you'd end up with a chrysanthemum that would be 3 to 4 inches tall in bloom. So the greenhouse growers, through research, through the new technology, are able to make specific varieties in bloom at any time of the year. And that's why you can buy cut mums or chrysanthemums during June, July, and August at your local florist. And it's all due to the shading during the summer and the lighting during the winter months, just to fool the plant. And you're basically using that same technique when you grow a poinsettia, when you grow a Christmas cactus. You have to fool it to bloom at the time that you want it. Otherwise, your poinsettias probably wouldn't bloom until January or February, and by then,
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty.
So that if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Well, we got gremlins in the phone lines this morning, folks. We apologize for that. And just give us a call. We'll work together to get you ready for the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. And again, if you have questions. Now, one of the things that you should be aware of is that, you know, we've had some beautiful weather. It's been absolutely gorgeous. We've had 50-degree weather plus all over the Northeast. And I went to pick up my Christmas wreaths this past Friday. And the woman who makes the wreaths, I got there, and she said, I'm only going to give you half of the amount that you normally get at this time of the year. And when she first said it, I was a little bit upset. She said, I'll have more for you next week and the week after that. And she says, the reason is I don't want to make a lot of wreaths real quick because the weather has been so warm, and I want it to stay fresh. Well, we were up 10 miles from the Canadian border in Maine, a little town called Denniesville. So it's way up. It's 270 miles from my home here in Kennebunk, Maine. So it's way up. And this was this past Friday. And it was 62 degrees, 10 miles from the Canadian border. And here it is, you know, almost the end of November. And so just be aware when you go out this year to buy your Christmas tree and your wreaths that you shake them. That's going to make a big difference. So, you know, pick up the tree a foot off the ground, bang it on the ground. And, I mean, it is natural to have some needle drop, but bang it two or three times, and if a lot of needles fall, leave that tree right there and go look at something else. And when you buy a wreath, shake it. Just pick it up and give it a good shake. And, again, it's natural to have some needle drop, but the temperatures are very, very warm, and that could create a problem down the road for you. So just be aware of it. Okay. What else? Those of you that decorate outside, take advantage of this mild weather. I'm not saying turn on the Christmas lights and all of the decorations, but if you can wrap the lights on the shrubs and trees that you're going to be illuminating for the Christmas holidays, do it on a day where the temperatures are in the 50s and low 60s compared to a day where it's 20 or even colder. So I would give that a try. And then when you want to turn them on, they're in place. 800-259-9231. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305. 5305 or heartandbody.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hey, I got some great news for those of you that are gardeners. They did some research, and they found that gardeners will live longer than most people. They found that because gardeners did regular, low-intensity activities, they found that that person that did gardening usually lived longer. And they said that the various research that they did, because a lot of gardeners grew vegetables and they ate a lot of vegetables from their garden, because they ate less and they were purposely active, where they were working in the garden or around the yard, not doing strenuous gym-type exercise, they lived longer. And they went to Sardinia, Italy, Okinawa, Japan, and they went into some cities in rural United States where there was a lot of farming being done, and they found that these people were healthier. They were less lucky to have the common cold. They were, because they were working out in the yard every single day. So keep it up, gardeners, and you'll last a lot longer, like the lady that we had last week that was celebrating her 100th birthday, and we talked to her at 9:30 last Sunday, and she was really, really thrilled that we called her. So it's fun. But there are a lot of things that need to be done. Now, one of the things that I want you to do while the weather is nice, if you have a garden hose and it's still attached to the house, take it off the house, because when it gets cold, it's going to freeze solid, and you'll never be able to move it. And all you need to do is to drain it. And what I do is I have a six-foot stockade fence. I bring the hose to the fence. I throw one end over the hose and then go on the other side of the fence, and I pull it towards me, and I coil it into a nice circle, and the water on the other side of the fence drains out of the hose. Then I tie it with some string, put it in the garage, and that way if in the middle of winter you decide, I want to wash the car today, the hose is all tied up, it's all drained, and you can quickly attach it to your spigot, turn on the water, and you can wash all the salt off your car. So get that done. Because once it freezes, it's solid. It's just like a pretzel. It's not going to bend to do anything for you. So put the garden hose away. Make sure that you drain it and tie it. If you don't tie it, for some reason, it's like during the winter, it tangles itself like a ball of string. And when you do want to use it, it's all twisted together and you have a real mess on your hands. So put that away, and if you haven't put the sprinkler in the nozzles and all that, you know, it's time to put that in your tool shed, in your garage right now, so that when spring comes, you'll be able to use it. Now, we've had quite a few storms, and I know I talk a lot about using things like seaweed. Seaweed is a very, very good source of organic matter and a natural fertilizer for your gardens, so that if you have a vegetable garden and you're not getting the type of production that you want and you live within driving distance to the beach, pack up a few black trash bags and head down to the seashore and pick up that old seaweed, bring it home, and you can spread it right on top of the garden. Or what I do is, rather than just leave it on top of the garden, I'll bring it home in the trash bags. Then I'll add water to the trash bags and then seal it good and tight and just let it sit right on top of the garden. The black plastic will absorb the heat. You've got moisture in there, and that will help in the breakdown of the seaweed. And when spring arrives, that bag that was chuck full is about half the size in March as it's going to be when you fill it at this time of the year, because it's breaking down. And it's going to be black, oozy slime that when you put that in the ground and you mix it in, the microbes, the earthworms, are going to go crazy. And don't worry about the salt. The salt will not hurt your garden. But put some seaweed down. It's free, and it's a lot better than peat moss. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Christmas season is just around the corner, and that means it's time for a Christmas tree. Order your tree from FreshChristmasTree.com, and it will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Unlike other Christmas tree stores, these trees are raised on a family farm and fresh cut prior to shipping. From fragrant firs to hardy spruce, you can find the perfect Christmas tree at FreshChristmasTree.com. It will deliver anywhere. Make sure you check out their other Christmas products, including Adopt a Tree program. You can watch your own Christmas tree grow for only $25 per year. Order your Christmas tree online at FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001. Place your order soon because they sold out last 3 years. Mention you heard this on the radio, and it will throw in a free Christmas tree ornament with every Christmas tree order. Visit FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001 today. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, we've had some really nice weather in New England. How about you in Minnesota? What's the weather like been there?
No, it's been gorgeous here. This morning, when I got up, you know, it's pitch black outside, but it feels like it's a spring morning or something right now. It feels like it's about 50, 60 degrees out already, so
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Hey, well, at least it's making up for our summer being so bad. Let's hope it can continue another few weeks going into December and January.
They owe us, right?
Oh, big time. Big time. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have Pat on the line who's calling about moles in the lawn.
Okay. Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have an invasion of moles on a lawn.
Okay.
How do
have
I
you,
treat
have you
them
put down...
and keep them away?
Okay. The thing you want to do is go to your local nursery, garden center, and they have two methods of controlling the moles. They have a powdered product that's in a bag that you can put down in your fertilizer spreader, and you would go back and forth on the grass and apply this product. And the other one is a liquid that if you have one of those bottle sprayers that you attach to your hose, you would fill the bottle and then spray it. Now, the active ingredients to get rid of moles is very, very interesting. What they have done in the chemical industry is they don't want to hurt these animals. So they did a lot of tests, and they found that if they put a coating of castor oil on your ground, that as the moles dig in your ground, could be chipmunks, it could be mice that burrow through the ground, as they dig, the castor oil is in the soil, and it's sticky, and it will stick to their fur, and they don't like the feel of it, so they'll lick to clean themselves just like your cat does, and digest the castor oil. And castor oil is a laxative, so it gives them the runs, and they know that every time they go there, they end up getting sick, and they're smart enough to know, let's not go there anymore. So what you want to do is go to your local garden center or nursery. The granular product is called Mole Scram, and it has other active ingredients in it. You put it down with a regular spreader, and then the rains will wash it into the ground. And if there's no rain in the forecast, you know, in the next week, then you may want to drag out the hose and put the sprinkler on it for about a half an hour to change it from a powder to a liquid, and that will wash it into the ground, and they will leave. Now, if you don't get them out now, they will continue to make tunnels all fall. And last year, we had some early snow in, oh, I think it was like the second week in December, and the ground hadn't frozen. So once the snow covered the ground and the cold came, the snow acted like a blanket, insulating the ground so that the frost didn't get a chance to really freeze the ground deep. And they kept digging. And when spring came, a lot of callers, the lawns were totally ripped up. So I would suggest that you get some Mole Scram, or the liquid is called Mole Go, G-O. Apply it, put your sprinkler on, wash it in, and make sure that when you are applying it to the grass, if there are any flower beds or shrubbery beds that have bark mulch right up against the grass, that you apply some of it into the bark mulch area, and that way, if they leave the lawn and go into the bark mulch, they're not going to stay there and eat your perennials, the root system of your perennials. But that's something that, Pat, if you can get it done in the next few days, it's going to make a big, big difference in your lawn. Otherwise, the way the fall's going here, it's warm, and they're going to just keep digging and digging and digging. And when spring comes, you may not even have a lawn left. So don't fool around with this.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great holiday.
Enjoy
Thursday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Irene on the line, who's calling about a stump.
About a stump. Okay, Irene, good morning. Stump
good
me
morning,
today.
Paul. Gee, I tried calling you last week, but your lines were so busy I couldn't get in. But I have I had a 200-foot tree taken down, and the stump is quite big, but it's only, I don't know, six or eight inches from the ground. And is will that cause termites to come and feed, or
no.
Is there a chemical I can place in the stump to cause it to disintegrate, or?
Yeah, what you want to do, I mean, right now it's too late because it's getting cold and all activities are basically going to stop. So what you want to do is in March, you can go to your local garden center and they sell products that you can add to the stump, and it will speed up that rotting process. And basically all you do is you get a drill with as large of a bit as you can get, and you drill a whole bunch of holes on the top of the stump and as well as the side of the stump. And it will explain it to you on the label. And then you add these granules to the holes, and you add a little bit of water, I think, and it speeds up the activity of the microbes. And I've done it on, we had an old oak taken down, God, it was a long time ago now, but it was probably 18 inches in diameter. And we cut it to within, like you, 2-3 inches of the ground. And we left it up so that we wouldn't drive over it with the lawnmower. If we had cut it even closer to the ground, every time we mowed the grass, we would hit it. So we left it up. We went around it. But I added these products to it. And within 3 years, the stump was virtually gone. And it worked very, very good. And it won't hurt the grass or anything in that area. But wait until March. When we get into the spring season, the ground's warming up. And then when it gets really hot, I think you've got to keep adding water to the holes every now and then so that the product always has moisture to deal with. But it works very, very well. I did it, I think either 2 or 3 years in a row. I would bore new holes and I would add new product because I wanted it to rot faster. It really does a very good job. But just go to your local nursery guide center if there's a feed and grain store, they will have that product. But again, it's something that you need to have a little bit of heat, and the days of having a little bit of heat are pretty well numbered at this point. Thank you, Irene. And it does work pretty good, too. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Lou on the line, who's got a question about getting flower beds ready for winter.
Okay. Lou, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is, I was always brought up to believe that you don't cover your flower beds for the winter with leaves or seaweed deeply until after a deep frost or so. Is that so? And when do we do it in this freaky weather?
Well, it is so. But I think that you could do it now. The reason that you don't cover it when the weather is warm is because animals like moles and voles, chipmunks, mice, are active when it's warm like this. And they're looking for a place to spend the winter. And if you were to put 3-4 inches of pine needles or shredded leaves on top of your perennials and they find it, they're going to make their home underneath that big, thick insulation that you put on your perennial beds. Now, during the winter, though, because it is insulated, they can tunnel in that flower bed because there's no real competition like grass. But when they come across a perennial like a daylily, for example, that has a very thick root system, almost the size of your little finger, they can eat that. And if you've got irises, they'll eat the iris. If you have lilies, the bulb type of lilies, a lot of flush to that, they'll eat that. So if these are perennials that you really have to cover, then what I would suggest that you do is get all of your mulching material. Put it in your garage, in your tool shed. So rake the leaves, bag them. Put the bags someplace where they're going to be safe and watch the weather. And once you see that things are going to change, I was looking at the forecast last night, and a long-range forecast for next week is that the temperatures are going to begin to go back to normal. And back to normal are daytime highs in the mid-40s. We've had, and I'm not complaining, believe me, our daytime temperatures here in southern Maine, where I live, we've had temperatures in the mid-50s. And we've hit 60s this past week. So if you're going to use straw, get your bales of hay, of straw, while you still can. If you're going to use pine needles, rake them into a pile or bag them, and when the ground begins to freeze, then apply that particular product. You better be safe than sorry. I mean, I hate to have you put it down. You get the beds looking good. You're ready. Okay, I'm all done for the winter. And when spring comes, as you rake off this, everything inside has been eaten during the winter. So you're really better off. The only, and this is going to go along with things like hydrangea and roses. They're still green. I mean, I have roses in my backyard that we cut the other day. They're still productive. So I'm not going to protect those until after Thanksgiving, where normally I would do them at this time of the year. So if you're going to overwinter hydrangeas, what I would do is I would tie them now. Pull the branches together, tie them with a piece of string, and make them look like a big Hershey Kiss or a teepee shape. But don't put loose, flexible material like pine needles or shredded leaves. You can use bark mulch because that's dense, and they're not likely to dig around that. But if you're going to use straw, you're going to use pine needles or ground up leaves, it's soft, it's flexible, they can dig in there, and it's going to be like a bunch of kids playing a huge pile of leaves. They're going to be as happy as can be. Oh, look at this. It's soft. We can make a home in here. And when spring comes, your roses or your blue hydrangeas have been eaten. So either use soil or bark mulch. And if you're going to use anything soft, wait until the ground begins to freeze. Just to be safe. That way you're not sorry when spring arrives. Jared, who's up next?
Next up we have Ed on the line, who's got some patches in his lawn.
Okay, Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Morning. Good, and yourself?
Good, thanks. I have some bare spots in the lawn about 2 inches wide that have an eruption with a quarter-inch hole in the center. I used a small spade to dig out for inspection and found some tiny C-shaped white things, or I don't know, maybe they're grubs, but they don't move.
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
Why don't you hold on? We're coming up on a break, and we'll talk to you as soon as the commercials are over. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides. Unlike other companies, a handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's Radius Garden.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Ed just before the break, and Ed was telling us he had these little mounds with a hole in the middle, and when he dug, he found some grubs. Well, what it is animals looking for food sources. And normally at this time of the year, the ground is frozen. Or at least the top inch or so has started to freeze. Well, the weather has been warmer than normal. We're not complaining. But some of these insects that have normally dug themselves into the ground, deeper into the ground, and then hibernate for the winter, because the soils are not changing temperature-wise on the colder side, are staying still closer to the surface. And because the ground is not frozen, there's still a lot of activity with moles and voles. Chipmunks are still digging holes in the ground near walkways and in flower beds. The squirrels are still very, very active in the trees. And normally by now, you have the squirrels and they've gone into their hiding place for the winter. I'm still smelling and seeing skunks. I'm still seeing raccoons. And normally these critters will be in the ground asleep for the winter because it's November where they should be. But because the temperatures are warmer than normal, they're very, very active still. So the only thing that you can do would be to get some of this mole scram. You can find it at any garden center. Put it down with your spreader and water it in. And the castor oil will get into the ground. And even when a raccoon or a skunk comes, if they begin to dig in your ground, the grub or whatever they're digging in the ground will have a coating of the castor oil on the insect. It doesn't hurt it. It's just like a film on its body. So if it digs and it eats a bunch of them, it's going to get the runs, and they will not go back to that area. So until the weather pattern changes, and if you're getting any digging, if you're getting tunneling, if you're getting mounds of soil, it's rodents that are looking for a food source because of the warmer than normal weather. And that's going to change, and hopefully it won't change that quickly. But, you know, don't mess around. You're the second caller in the first hour of the program that's having a problem with the grass, and it's just due to the warmer than normal weather. And the insects are active, the rodents are active, and they're digging up your grass. So just be aware of it, and that way you can fight off the problem. And when the cold weather returns, it will freeze, and then you won't have to worry about it. But it's also an indicator that in your lawn you have grubs, and those grubs are going to be active next year. When the ground thaws and wakes up, the grubs are going to be active, and they'll start to eat the roots of your grass. So that means that in April of next year, you should get a product like GrubX. Put it down, water it in to kill the grubs before they can really create a damage. And the thing that happens is once they really get active in early May and going into June, that's when the raccoons and the skunks will come back into your yard and start ripping the grass apart looking for food in your lawn. So for now, the products like Mole Scram or Mole Go, the insect killers are not going to do any good. It's too cold, okay? So you use a repellent now to get them out of your lawn and back into the woods or into underneath trees or, you know, away from your good grass. And then in the spring, put down something to kill the grubs. Otherwise, you're going to run into a problem. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231.